It's homecoming at Montezuma High School here in 1410 KGRN. We're talking to the homecoming court and Queen candidate Allison Larmore joins us now. And Allison, how's it feel to be on the homecoming court?
It's a very exciting experience.
Okay. What's your favorite part about homecoming week?
My favorite part about homecoming week is definitely dressing up. I love going outside of our comfort zone and being super fun with our friends. Yeah.
So can you take us through what the dress-up days are this year for Monty?
Oh, gosh. I know we have a Cowboys and Aliens theme. We have, obviously, our Montezuma Day, PJ Day.
That's my favorite because you just fall out of bed and go to school.
Yeah. And then we have Celebrity Day, which I'm very excited for. I don't remember the other one.
Okay.
There's one more. Don't remember it.
You'll think of it.
Yeah.
So tell me about yourself, all the activities you're involved with.
I play volleyball. I'm in track and I do dance. I also tried out softball this last summer for the first time since sixth grade. So
how'd that go?
That was fun. Obviously, I wasn't the best at it, but it was a super fun experience. Something different that I haven't done in a long time. But yeah.
So tell me about volleyball. How's that been going?
Volleyball has been going pretty good. We're 7-7 on the season. We've had lots of tournaments on the weekends that have helped us get better and get better as a team. It's been a fun season so far. We have a new coach, Riley Little, and I love her. She's really nice.
Okay, cool. And tell me about dance. What have you done with that?
We have a performance on Friday for homecoming. We've only had one other performance. That was for the Gatorade Bowl scrimmage and... we don't have any other performances until state dance.
When is that?
That is in December, end of November.
Okay. So, like, for your homecoming performance for dance, what kind of routine are you doing?
We are doing a hip-hop routine, and, yeah, I'm excited for it.
Okay. So, like, you got volleyball practice. When do you do dance practice?
Oh, gosh. We have dance in the mornings at 6:30 sometimes. We also have it usually on the weekends, so, like, on Sundays. From 1 to 2, usually.
Wow, that keeps you busy.
Yes, very busy.
Well, what's your favorite thing to dance to?
I definitely like hip-hop or palm the best. Jazz is not my favorite, but I still do it. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, tell me about your family.
I have two younger sisters. Kylie is a freshman this year, and Lauren is in sixth grade. My mom is a teacher at the school, and my dad he works at a nursing home.
Okay. Yes. Have you ever had your mom for a teacher in
no.
school?
No, she is more of a para, and she works in the library, so I haven't had her as a teacher, but yeah, I go and visit her sometimes.
Okay. Well, that's cool to have mom nearby.
Yes.
So what do you want to do after you graduate here in Montezuma?
Oh, gosh. I plan to attend UNI, and I'm going to major in communication sciences and disorders to be a speech pathologist. So hopefully that works out.
Okay. Explain what you would do as a speech pathologist.
So you can work in hospitals, or you can obviously work in education as well. You would just work with different people and help them with their speech. And, yes, you can work in rehabilitations, and yes. Yes.
Okay, cool. And so if you could meet any celebrity, anybody beyond your wildest dreams, dead or alive, who would it be and why? And I imagine you're going to probably dress as them as a celebrity.
Oh, gosh. So actually, if I were to meet any celebrity, it'd probably be Taylor Swift because she's been like my idol since I was little. But this week for homecoming, I think I'm going to dress up as Pitbull. Because I think it'd be really funny and a fun thing to do.
So explain, you say pimple? Pitbull? I'm sorry.
Pitbull?
Pitbull. Oh, you said it so fast. Yeah. Pitbull. Okay, yeah. I thought you said pimple. I was like, is that somebody new or something like that? You said it so fast. Pitbull. Two syllables.
Yes.
I need to work on my speech.
No, I think it'd be funny because it's obviously a guy and he's bald. So I think that'd be funny to dress up as him. But yes.
All right, Allison, it was great visiting with you. Enjoy homecoming and best of luck in the future. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Allison Larmore joining us here. It's the homecoming interviews at Montezuma High School here on 1410 KGRN.